Welcome to the TalkCast, episode 9, I believe. I am Jordan Adler here with you this day. This week's topic is going to be about life, a love story that has never been told before like this. It's me and my first love's love story, true story. How we met, how it all ended, how it all started. I'm going to tell you all full details about all that. To get out of my system, sorry about last week's podcast or 2 weeks ago podcast. I just had to get all that out about my addictions. So let's get on with this podcast, other TalkCast. Now, me and Alicia, that's her name, we started dating in 2012, I believe. Somewhere around there, 2012. And it was the best year of my life. Well, the 2014 was a good year, too. I graduated high school. But 2012, and we dated for 8 months. Those were the best 8 months of my life. We met at my high school. My teacher wanted me to go show her around campus. He asked me if I would go around the campus and show her around. So I had to go to the office and pick her up. Right when I went into the office, I heard bells in my head. Literally bells in my head. That's a sign that it was love at first sight. It truly was love at first sight. I showed her and her mom around the campus. And it was great, you know? Show around the drama class. Across the whole campus, really. And then we went back and a teacher took over from there. I went back to the classroom, heard this song by Train called Drive By, and that song was stuck in my head. Every time I heard that song, it reminded me of her. And then I went home from school, and I came home, and I got on Facebook, and I searched for her. Accidentally found her on Facebook, didn't know her last name. But I typed in Alicia, and her thing was the first one I found. So I sent her a message, and told her like it was, that it was nice meeting her today, and I hope we can chat again real soon. And after that, we started talking on Facebook. And then she was starting the school year, the next school year, she was starting at that school. And she said the only reason that she went to that school was for me. She was going to go to Dobson High School. But then she went to my high school, which was Westwood High School. And she went there because of me. And like 2 months go by and we start dating, like, we had 8-hour dates. Her mom would go to work. She'll drop her off here and pick her up afterwards. We had 8-hour dates, which was amazing. We spent so much time together. We went for McDonald's ice cream, McDonald's iced coffee dates, bowling. She kicked my butt. The first date was at a bowling alley, and I got beat up by her. Like, literally, she beat me up. Not not physically, but in the game, in the bowling game, she beat the crap out of me. And normally, it's not good to get beat by a girl. But in this case, I didn't care. I knew I sucked at bowling. I was just so much in love that I didn't care if she beat me or not. And then we wanted to see each other again. So I went over to her house the next day and watched movies together and all that. It was great. It was so good. So good. And then we started like getting our first song. We had our own song, which was London Pig, Falling in Love at a Coffee Shop. I will never forget that song. It was a great song. I loved it. Every time I hear that song, it makes me want to cry, because I think about her. And till this day, we broke up 8 months after we started dating. All because of her mom didn't like me. And I thought she was cheating on me with her best friend. So I went off on her. I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better. I should have trusted her better. But she said, "Oh, my best friend is coming over. We're sleeping in the same room." I was like, okay. That's a little weird. Like, when my best friends come over, they don't sleep in the same room with me. So, that was weird. So I got, you know, some red flags over that. And I ended it on Facebook. But their mom went off on me. Her mom didn't like me at all. She didn't want me to become friends with her anymore. Or nothing. She wouldn't talk to me. She wouldn't do anything. If her mom was around, she wouldn't say nothing to me at all. So until this day, I didn't know what really happened. I don't really know why we broke up. There are some pros and cons with that. I really don't know. But it will break your heart when your ex-girlfriend, the love of your life, stops talking to you and ignores you and in high school. It will break your heart, man. Like, really, it would. So, knowing today, I'm still in love with her today. I've been in multiple relationships since her. Like, 3 other relationships after her. I just didn't feel the love with them like I did with her. Once you get your first love, you will never forget your first love. That saying is always true. It will always be true. So, this day, I'm still in love with her, and probably always will. Until I find someone like her, which I don't think I will ever find someone like her. I've been close, and the ones I thought was like her, they put me in the friend zone. So I'm stuck in the friend zone with those girls. But That's it. Like, that's life. It will happen to the best of us. We'll lose our first love. And finding out that she has a boyfriend today really hurts me. And I'm kind of upset about it. And sometimes I think about her in those days. And I get really emotional. I wouldn't say depressed, but I do get emotional. And when I see my friends on Instagram or Facebook posting with picture of them with their loved ones, I get depressed. Because I want that to be me. And that's what me and Alicia had. It was love at first sight, man. It really was. I will always love her. We watch movies together. She's my first makeout session. Not the you know what. But we just kiss and hold hands and hold each other's face and kissed. She had the cutest braces. She was a little petite, cute, pretty, the best looking cheerleader in school. And she was a cheerleader in this league. She gave me one of her cheerleading pictures. I still have it. And the only picture of us together, I still have it. I would give her massages. I would hold her hand. She fell asleep on my shoulder one date. One 8-hour date, she fell asleep on my shoulder while we was watching The Hunger Games. When that series was coming out, the first movie, I think, or the second movie, we was watching one of those, and she fell asleep on my shoulder. I thought it was the cutest thing. I didn't care nothing about the movie. I saw the movie just because of her. She wanted to see it, so we brought it over, and we saw it. And I don't know, this is a hard topic to talk about because I really miss her and I still am in love with her. But I'm ready to move on. Just I need to find that someone that I can move on with. And I think I found that someone, but she lives in a totally different state. And it's very difficult for us. We're both busy. She's a DJ. Then she lives in Kentucky. She's very cute. Not as cute as Alicia, but she's really cute. And there's some girls here in Arizona that I would like to get with. But they don't like me that way. For example, Mary. I would love to get with Mary. She reminds me of Alicia every day. And Akari. And not so much of Akari anymore. I'm over her. But there's a few other girls I would like to get with that lives here. Because that will happen when it happens. And if Alicia breaks up with her boyfriend, she wants to get back with me, I would love that. I would take that every minute. I would say yes, totally yes. And we would date probably 2 years and I would propose to her. And just like that. I would definitely in a heartbeat. Heck, I would propose to her on our first date back together. Like that's how much I miss her. And I love her. So much. But I will end this podcast with this. When you are in love with someone, whatever you do, don't get them out of your life. Do whatever it takes to keep them in your life. Because once you find that someone, it's hard to find another one like them. Falling in love only comes once in a blue moon. I got lucky. She was a gift from God. And I blew it away. So, just think of that, okay? I love you. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Even though it was all about my first love, I appreciate all the full support that you guys are giving me for my podcast. I love you from me to you. Believe in yourself and you'll go far in life. As always, the next podcast will be next week. And it's going to be about a topic about living with OI. And OI is a bone disease. The big long term is osteogenesis imperfecta. So we're going to talk about that next week. And that's what I have. Living with OI. In the next podcast of the Talkcast. I'm Jordan Adler. Have a good rest of your day. I'll see you next time. Bye.